Hello, my dear ones. This episode, I am going to be diving in into being an adult with ADHD, someone that got diagnosed late on in life, pretty much 1 year ago, if I might be honest, and someone that's learning so much about this neurodivergent world that I had no idea I was part of. And today, as an academic, as a business owner, as a person in a relationship with step kids and managing all of that, and at the same time learning how do I function in this world and understanding also my past shortcomings, it might be coming as a breath of fresh air for a lot of you that maybe are curious about it and maybe wants to understand a little bit more for yourself and for a loved one maybe. And so I hope you enjoyed this chat. It's not scripted. I'm just going to be really just sharing information with you and my experience so far in this past year since I started on my Adderall medication. And so I hope it's of value for you. So make sure to check out the questions and the comments so you can interact a little bit more and I can hear from you guys as well. So I got diagnosed with ADHD last year. I was 36. I am now 37 years old at the time of this recording, 2023. And so when I got diagnosed, I was actually looking for a doctor. That was actually my first step because I was experiencing a high amount of anxiety coupled with forgetfulness, I still forget a lot of things, but a lot of executive functions that I was not able to perform, time management, which I still struggle with, and a lot of out of sight, out of mind situations that start making me question what was going on. And so when I finally decided to look for a doctor, that was a process on its own because I am new to this. I have no idea who was going to be able to help me out. And so I first started going to a regular general doctor, and then she was trying to help me out, and she gave me a piece of paper, tested me technically, and then she came back and determined. I'm gonna assume that doctor, she was a neurotypical person because she came to me and tried to prescribe me technically a book for me to read and then come back to her and see if that book will help me with time management. And I looked at her, I'm like, I can barely keep a thought in my head and without forgetting something, you want me to read a book? That was my first red flag that I'm like, I'm in the wrong place. And then I went on to ask her about medication, to prescribe me a medication, but the only medication that she was allowed to prescribe me, and that medication messed me up badly. I currently don't remember the name of the medication. I can look it up later on and talk about it in another episode, but that medication messed me up. I stopped immediately and I asked her, it's like, who can help me? And she's like, well, you're gonna have to see a psychiatrist. And I was like, okay, great, why am I wasting my time and money here? And this is one of those pieces in the medical industry that for you to have access to treatment, it becomes so difficult these days that I honestly, I'm not going to even suggest for you to go online and find an app and try to get your prescription or treatment that way. I would definitely highly recommend for you to try to find a psychiatrist that lives within your area so you can stay in close contact, because this is a journey. This is not a one pill fix all. This is a journey that you will be working alongside with a psychiatrist. And so was lucky enough to find a psychiatrist, but then another problem, I couldn't see the psychiatrist. It took me almost 5 months, I think, to be able to sit down with that person. And I remember it was an in-person consultation. And I came in, sat with her, and I remember I started talking and just start sobbing in desperation, because I even feel emotional right now just to think about it, because I was so overwhelmed with I was so overwhelmed at the time with my everything that was going on, that I couldn't remember anything. It felt just like that just kept getting worse. And I'm not gonna dive in into a lot of things that happened. I will break it down into different episodes, because as a woman, I later on found out I also have PMDD, which is another symptom and something I can talk in another episode. And so starting to learn about yourself at a late age, as 37, not late, but I, you know what I mean, it's like, it's a little bit frustrating. You look back in your life and you just feel like you wasted so much time when you could have been diagnosed. And so when I share my experiences, is because I wanted to see other people get better, so we can design a world and tools that will help us to navigate in this neurotypical world, right? Because it's not everybody that has ADHD or autism or other things, but it is a very large percentage of the population. And I hope it doesn't increase. I hope it decreases. But either way, our symptoms are also superpowers in the world that we live in, because we do think differently than everybody else. We just have to cope in ways that takes a lot of strength and resilience for us to be able to navigate in a world that won't understand us, or is not trying to understand us. So I got diagnosed by my psychiatrist and was able to get into one medication first, and which was Adderall. Did I change medication? I don't think so. No, we went straight for Adderall, but we started with a very small dose. And I clearly remember the first time I took Adderall, and that's why I have a huge appreciation for the medication. I remember a sense of calmness, of presence, of being able to be, to have conversations and not have my thoughts bouncing all over the place. And that helped me see the world in a whole other way and have an appreciation for life again, you know, because I felt like I was in this fog for 36 years and I just couldn't perform, and I was probably depressed as well. I had a lot of other situations, and I did the best that I could with what I had, not knowing what I had. And being 37 now, after 1 year taking the medication and seeing the changes in me, and not only the changes but the awareness. Once you start taking a medication, and if you really have ADHD, you will notice you start becoming very aware about yourself. At least that was my experience, and I can be the case study here, for say. And so I became extremely aware of my surroundings, of my emotions every time I took it. And that started bringing up other cases when I start noticing that I was starting getting very depressed when I was getting closer to my period. And so PMDD came into play, ended up getting myself into birth control, and that regulated those hormones. And so my life started getting regulated. But now I'm reaching a different plateau now that I'm more aware of what's going on, which is my disabilities. And I never thought I would say I have a disability, but it's a very strange process as I am in academia now, and I'm experiencing all of the online learning, the different teaching methods, the different ways of learning. And I'm just like, how do I navigate here? And it's not like I'm not smart and capable of producing good results in school. I think as an adult, I should be an A student, but now I'm struggling to figure it out. How do I manage my time, all of those activities, the anxiety of taking tests, the short test taking time, the time to take a test, which is really short. And I find myself like forgetting things during tests because of the anxiety. It's like a lot of little things are playing out that I'm very aware of, and I'm starting to realize that I need to look for more support within my school system as in the disability, if I need a space for me to take a test in peace, and if I need maybe 30 minutes more than the normal for me to be able to go through all the questions and be able to answer, because all of that affects me as a disabled ADHD adult. And so it's not like we're trying to get a leg up by using the system. It's just that we really have an issue with a lot of executive functioning, and it's something new to me. It's something that, as now a psychology major, someone that's studying all of this, and it's very excited to learn and see how can I bring and make an impact and for my people, for my in the spectrum people, my neurodivergent, I am very aware of the fact that we need help. And seriously, living as a neurodivergent in a normal world, it's not an easy feat, especially at work too. Let's say you're working for a company and you're having a hard time to stay on task and even initiating a task, which is something I also struggle with. If I don't know completely what is it that I need to do, I struggle to initiate a task because I'm stuck in anxiety and what do I do? What's the next step? And trust me, as a business owner as well, sometimes I come across clients like, how do I start this project? You have everything in your hands and you can just get started, but your body holds you back. Your brain just doesn't function the way it should function. And so, and I'm not going to even get into hormones and all of those good stuff, but I'm not a doctor. And so I'm sure there is a lot of pieces of the puzzles when it comes to our bodies and how it functions as well for us to get to that point of initiating a task or managing time or any other executive function. And so here I am trying my best to not be depressed and not feel like so inadequate, and at the same time performing and showing up in the world and not feeling so stuck. And so it's not an easy place to be, but there is light at the end of the tunnel. And that's where I try to hang on to in the days that I am sitting here. I'm like, oh, I have all of this other things to do, but I am here recording a podcast. But I do the podcast with so much love because I enjoy sharing this information and shedding light into an issue that I know a lot of people suffer. The word is suffering, guys. We are suffering. We're suffering to perform. And in a world that performance is measured, it's hard to be looked at as you're incapable when you know you're so capable, but you just perform differently. And so I'm an advocate for finding ways to make our lives better, because I know there is a better way of doing things. And I am all about researching, looking, and finding resources that will make my life better. And that's where I'm currently at. Just found a nice study that was conducted with ADHD students in college. And that study pretty much just confirms that a lot of ADHD students perform worse than everybody else. It's just very sad findings, but I'm glad that there is some research already that's being put out there so we can use that data to show school officials or anyone that needs to understand that we're going to do better if there's tools and systems in place, and we're not trying to be difficult. That is just the reality of things. If you don't have the right tools, if you're neurotypical or not, you're not going to perform well. It's simple. It's basics. You're not going to play football if you don't have a ball. Come on. It's basics. So being aware, it's first step. If you have someone that you know is struggling and you can see basic executive functions, they're not doing well, you know that there's something there. It's not just stress and forgetfulness. It's just our bodies are wired differently. And so being kind and directing, finding information, being of support, because a lot of the times, a lot of people don't even know that they have ADHD, which is crazy to me. It's like, come on, you don't know you have ADHD? And now looking at myself, like, how could I not know? I remember looking into it long time ago, like, oh, maybe I have this because I cannot process. And one of my clues was like, not just forgetfulness, but I remember one time I was sitting in front of my computer and I was trying to write a blog post, not a blog post, a social media post. It was just like maybe 50 characters and I just could not do it. And it took me 4 hours to do that post. And that's when I was a social media manager. I own my own company and I was servicing some clients. And I look at some other people, they're capable of getting things done. And I'm like so jealous. And back then I wasn't medicated or anything, so I had no idea what I had. But I sat there and I was just trying to initiate that task, and it hurt. It really hurt and it made me feel horrible. I finished the post, I posted, and I felt awful. I felt like completely incapable of doing anything. And I really hope that with this highlight and additional information, it might give you a nudge to get out there and start looking for the right treatment, or send out a friend, a partner, a loved one in the right direction, because it's something that can be definitely worked on and make somebody else's life better. And so if you enjoyed this episode, please make sure to like, subscribe for more. We're not going to just talk about ADHD. We're probably going to talk about a lot of business stuff because I love business. I love studying, sharing resources. And as a psychology major, I would love to also share my findings, my experiences, trying to make an impact one person at a time. So I'll see you guys soon in the next one. Bye.